Now, this is something that we've spoken about on The Big Breakfast a number of times, and particularly relevant to me as I've got two primary school aged children, and you see the homework that comes home with them and you start to wonder, is it all just a bit much for the kids? There are schools around Australia that have made the decision to ban homework when it comes to primary school children, but I've got Jack Goodman from yourtutor.com.au on the line to tell us why it might not be such a good idea. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning.
Now, this is interesting because, as I say, it pretty much flies in the face of what a lot of parents and indeed educators believe, that perhaps we should not be loading our young kids up with homework. But you believe that there are some reasons why cancelling homework as primary school age could be detrimental down the track.
Oh, for sure. Look, and there's a huge amount of research around this too, Lee. So, I think what you see this time of year, we're still sort of getting into that. We're still dealing with that back to school time. And I've got primary school age kids as well. I've also got a couple in high school, so I get the full spectrum.
Yeah.
But
you're obviously broke as well, so.
Yeah, right. Yeah, we're in the public system, but even so, it's expensive. You're absolutely right. And look, the real issue here is how do we keep kids motivated and engaged about school?
Yeah.
Right? And we don't want to turn them off. So homework is a bad thing if it puts kids off school. There's no doubt about that. And that can happen at any time. That can happen with a poor teacher. That can happen with a kid who's struggling for whatever reason, has a learning disability or any other difficulties, possibly at home. But for the vast majority of kids, the fact is that learning to develop some independent learning habits, even at a young age, really, really important. So at a very young age in primary school, kindergarten, the infant years, first, second year, two and three, making sure kids are reading at home is a great form of homework. And I don't think anyone would disagree with that. If every kid came home and said, I have to do 20 minutes of reading tonight, that's homework. But what we're trying to do there is to get kids into the habit of turning off the computer, putting away the video games, and doing some reading, because that's really how you learn to become literate. And not enough kids read, and we can tell that's a fact because not enough kids can write well. And what happens if we go down this path of not getting kids into the habit of doing 15 or 20 minutes of reading, and maybe an equivalent amount of math, especially as they get into years 4, 5, and 6, is that, boy, does that first year of high school become a real risk factor for kids disengaging. And that's the worst thing to happen, because if they don't get off to a good start in high school, and high school can be a traumatic transition, I know for our kids it's not easy, that's what really sets them up for the rest of their life. And, a poor outcome in high school maybe puts them off for their education, closes an awful lot of doors in career prospects and life chances. So we don't want that to happen.
So basically what you're saying is, instead of just thinking of it as blanket banning and no, we don't need to do this, it's the type of homework that the kids get from the teachers as opposed to the amount of homework.
Oh, for sure, right? I mean, so homework that's really mind-numbing or boring at too low a level or too hot, too hard, and too difficult can be really frustrating. And kids getting frustrated tune out very quickly. So it's really important for parents then also to be supportive and to give kids that support so that they feel positive about it and they get on with it. And it doesn't become a burden and a source of anger or angst or arguments and family tension. And that's where I think you get the backlash from parents, is because they don't want to deal with the stress and anxiety, whether it comes in primary school, but it certainly starts to pile up in high school as well. And, and that's why it's so important for kids to start to develop some of their own skills and capabilities to learn on their own. And that's really what we've tried to do at Your Tutor, is to give kids resources so that they're able to learn and parents don't have to be the expert. That's really the key here, is that, parents shouldn't need to be the teacher at home. That's asking too much of parents who've got enough on their plate already.
Yeah, you're not wrong. And it seems to be more and more that dad gets called over because I'm home in the afternoon, and I know it's mums in a lot of cases, but are getting called over to help with the homework because it's just, it's sometimes beyond them, and you do wonder whether that's doing them good or harm. And I like what you're saying in regards to it's the type of homework that they should be getting, not the amount of homework. I suggest that if you are a parent, particularly of primary school age students, you go and have a look at yourtutor.com.au. Maybe there's some other things that you can be doing as far as helping your kids to get through these years before high school. And Jack, thank you for your time this morning, because you've made some interesting points, and I'm going to put it to our audience now and see what they think. But I think it's better than just blanket banning is what you're suggesting. Thank you for your time this morning on The Big Breakfast.
Thanks a lot, Lee.